Winning in Life with Pastor Solomon.
Today, I'll be talking to you on the value of resting upon God's promises. How valuable are God's words? Can you hold on to God's word? Have you received promise from God and you feel as if maybe it's not going to come to pass? Or maybe something has gone wrong along the line? I have good news for you. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, the Bible says, God said, so shall my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I've sent it. God is not a man that he should lie. God watches over his word to fulfill it. Have you received a promise from God? Have you read a promise from scripture that you have been holding on to for years, for months, and it seems as if it's not going to come to pass? Or you feel God has let you down? But I want to encourage you. God does not fail. God will always bring his word to pass. I want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on to the word of God. God's record is good. God watches over his word to bring it to pass. I know how you feel. I've been there before. I've looked and held some promises in God's word, and it felt as if it wasn't going to happen. Everything around me was telling me it will not happen. Everything around me told me it was too late. But I held on to God's word. I am telling you the truth, God showed up. Yeah, it took time. We believed God to have our own children. We held on to God's word. We took every medical step we could take. After years of all the medical interventions and everything, the consultant concluded that, look, you will not be able to have children. We were devastated. We were sad. And I remember that day we were driving home in the car, myself and my wife, and I told her, I said, love, today is a day of good news. She looked at me. Today is a day of good news? When the doctor said we're not going to be able to have children, I said, all our human options have been exhausted, but we still have one option, the divine option. I said, God promised us from day one. We took faith steps, doing everything we could, and now we're not going to let go of our faith. The doctor has said it's not possible, but until God says it's impossible, it is still possible. So we held on to that word. 2 years from that day that we got that news that we're not going to be able to have children, God worked a miracle for us. We had our first child, and then we had our second child again. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Don't quit. Don't give up. God has said that every word he has spoken to us that has gone out of his mouth, it will not return empty, but it shall accomplish what he desires. It shall achieve the purpose for which he has sent it. Why does God send his word to people? In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says, he sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from all their distresses. God's word that has gone to you, that word is to heal you. That word is to deliver you. That word is to sustain you. Please, don't give up. Keep on keeping on, because your best days are ahead of you. The rest of your life is the best of your life. Your story is only going to get better. In Jesus' name.
For more information, visit the website Arklow Christian Community Church International at arklowccci.org, or go to Arklow CCCI on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow Pastor Solomon Araboto on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at pastor.tosh. Winning in Life on UCB Ireland.